On Midwest Week, a look at how some aldermen are spending city money. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Sarah Hayden, reporter for the Dispatch and Argus. Recently, Sarah, you published a story along with Tony Watt and Graham Ambrose based on expense reports from Rock Island aldermen. And so what got you interested in that?
Well, to be honest, we received a tip, and we knew right away that it required further digging. And the more we dug, the more we found. So what I did was I submitted a Freedom of Information Act request, which is a wonderful tool for journalists, and I requested the expense reports and receipts of all of the current seven aldermen at the time back in March. This was submitted the end of March. Mm-hmm. And going back to 2015 so that we could cover the entire four-year cycle for most of the aldermen.
And how difficult was it to get that information? Was it, sure, you can have it, it'll be out and you'll get it in 2 days, or did it take much longer than that?
Well, you know, Judith Gilbert is the Rock Island City Clerk, and she's very capable and trustworthy, and she does a great job. And so, you know, FOIA requests, Illinois state statute says that governmental bodies have 5 days to turn the information over to you. And we had it, I think, within 5 days. I can't recall if she requested an extension or not, but, you know, we certainly had it within a reasonable amount of time. And we're talking 4 years of material, hundreds and hundreds of pages of documents.
Mm-hmm. So once you got all that, how did you organize it to figure out what was going on?
Well, let me tell you, Graham Ambrose joined our staff a few months ago, and he is actually a recent college graduate from Yale. So with Graham brings his ingenuity and his millennial skills, and he crafted out, he created a Google Doc for us, like an Excel spreadsheet in Google, and set up a system for us to go through all of the aldermen one by one by year and map out the different expenses and to mark whether they had a receipt or not, what was the expense for, what fund did it come out of, because they have two different funds. They've got a representation fund and a professional development fund. Mm-hmm. So it did take a couple weeks to go through all of the aldermen, but we did go through every single page of information that we got. It was quite time consuming and very thorough, but we did the work.
Okay, so you'd mentioned the representation fund and the professional development fund. How much do they get from these funds, and what is the purpose of those funds, I guess I should say?
Well, back in 2015, they were only allotted $1,000 per fund. And in 2016, that was increased to $2,000 per fund. So in other words, each alderman gets $4,000 in 1 year's time to spend. Professional development, it's $2,000. It seems excessive, but that's for the purpose of professional development. So if they want to take continuing education classes, they can do that. The representation fund means if they're doing any kind of work that in their capacity that they represent the city. So if they are showing up at a city event, or if they're going out of town to an Illinois Municipal League conference or some other conference, mm-hmm. they are, in their capacity as an alderman, representing the city of Rock Island. So it's called the Representation Fund. And what that fund covers are things such as meals when they're out of town, travel expenses, and so forth.
Okay. So what did you find out after going through all these documents and representation funds and professional development? What were they spending money on?
Well, of course, we found the most prolific spending was done by former Alderman Virgil Mayberry, and he did purchase things such as custom cufflinks. He paid for dry cleaning. He purchased hundreds of dollars worth of gasoline to fill up his gas tank. But most alarmingly, he did purchase a bulletproof vest for $430. And the corresponding receipt that I discovered that went along with that charge, on the receipt, first of all, he didn't turn in a receipt. So there was a note from city manager Randy Tweet requesting that receipt. And it looks like he went to the store in Moline. It was purchased at Uniform Den. Mm-hmm. And the copy of the receipt says, needed for IML conference in Chicago. So around that time, the bulletproof vest was purchased 1 month before an Illinois Municipal League conference in Chicago.
Okay. And what about the other aldermen? What were they spending their funds on?
Well, I will say that none of the other aldermen who attended the same conference saw the need to purchase a bulletproof vest. Other aldermen were using their funds on things such as, you know, meals here and there. Nobody directly charged gasoline except for Virgil Mayberry. But some of the other aldermen did use their funds to make donations. So it was two extremes on one spectrum. You had one alderman who was spending a lot, what appeared to be personal expenses, and then you had other aldermen who simply just gave the money away to charitable organizations. And that in itself, on the surface, may seem like a noble thing to do, but in reality, I talked to Mayor Tomes about that, and he said that he was opposed to aldermen donating city money without taxpayer approval. Mm-hmm. In other words, he said, and I've got a quote here, "I don't believe individual council members should be donating to nonprofits out of their funds. We decide that as a whole council, not as individuals, because the money that the city does give away is used with city gaming money."
Okay. Now, you mentioned that there's charitable giving involved here, too, that there are people that are giving to nonprofits like the Broadway District and some of those groups?
Correct. So Joshua Shipp, who's no longer on council because he chose not to run for re-election, for example, Alderman Shipp, he donated $7,350 of his representation fund, which is really city money because it comes out of the general fund. He gave that money to the Keystone Neighborhood Association. Well, now this could be seen as conflict of interest because he served as that group's president and stepped down in late 2014 to run for city council. However, Graham found out that he was still listed as that group's president on its Facebook page. And when he contacted Joshua Shipp about that, mm-hmm. Shipp said it was just an oversight. So you've got that. And then we've got Alderman Dylan Parker, who is still on council. And he lives in the Broadway Historic Neighborhood of Rock Island. He has given more than $1,100 to that group.
And this is over the course of the 5 years or 4 years, whatever it was that you examined.
Well, between 2017 and 2018, Parker donated that money.
So what? Who looks at the receipts or the records of all this, Sarah? Does anyone have to approve it?
Well, first of all, most of the money is spent out of their city-issued credit cards. So they have what's called a purchase card. So they spend the money. Well, after the money's already been spent, the receipts in the monthly credit card statements go before city manager Randy Tweet, and he more or less just signs off on it. It's not necessarily an approval, because then the expense reports every month go before all of the city council members. So ultimately, they approve their own expenses.
So after all of this, has anyone suggested that some changes might be necessary in this, Sarah?
Well, what do you know? Since the story has run, it has certainly generated quite a bit of feedback and reaction from the community. And because of the backlash, the city council has decided to tighten up their spending rules surrounding the expense policy. Now, I will say there is no current city ordinance that governs spending. There is a very lax policy in place right now, but it really is there to guide out-of-town expenses. So it covers travel expenses, not what they do on their day-to-day in town in the city of Rock Island. So moving forward, they've already scheduled a study session for July 8th at 5:30. It will be open to the public. I'm sure they'll have public comments on the agenda. And at that study session on July 8th, council members, Mayor Tomes, Randy Tweet, and I'm sure the finance director, Stephanie Masson, I'm sure that they'll be discussing ways to move forward on how to tighten up expense policies and rules around using that city-issued credit card.